This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Braj
and Christine Wong.
Almost time for us to wrap up for the day, but of course we do have one more story. Just before we get to that story, though, we've had some feedback regarding your story just a few moments ago about the back to work thing. We have it from number 9782, who says that we're testing all 300 of our staff every 2 weeks. Precautionary steps to keep everyone as safe as possible, and we are in manufacturing. We're able to detect a case and prevent spread. By doing this, we're in the red zone in Klang. More manufacturers need to be doing this. Thanks very much for that. So now we know what's happening on the ground in some places, at least. Anyway, the question that we're asking you guys, of course, is: are you listening to more audio content now than you were pre-pandemic? Why or why not? Let us know. There's a poll over on Twitter right now, and the numbers stand at this.
The numbers are 46.5% yes podcasts, 1% small, 1% for yes audiobooks, 24.2% yes radio music, and 28.3% say no.
Chris?
The poll has not changed on Instagram. We've just got 68% for yes, 32% for no.
Okay, let's have a look at some messages we've got via WhatsApp. We've got Maggie Best. Been listening to the radio more since after the last general election, and I've switched from a former English channel to BFM for responsible and unbiased news, digital and business updates, and also for keeping in touch with what's happening around town on both social and community levels. Keep up the good job, BFM. Thanks, Maggie.
Thank you.
It's nice when you should be doing that. We've got another one here from number ending 4398. Yep, should be more audio as I've been overdosed with screening. I think we've all been a little bit overdosed with screening. You see, just at the beginning of the pandemic, I thought it was a great idea to get two enormous monitors whilst I worked from home. Now it feels like I'm sunbathing every time I open up my PC at home. Not so sure if it was the best decision I
you
ever made.
You have a neon glow on you
I
now.
Do have a neon glow as well. That's the other thing. Chris, final story then.
Yes, so just a little bit of an update on what a very small company that no one knows about called Apple is doing. Just a few things. So first of all, Apple has officially confirmed that its Worldwide Developer Conference for 2021, otherwise known as WWDC, will be held on June 7th. And given that, obviously, the pandemic is still ongoing, the event will be held virtually for the second year in a row. Apple is often kind of tight-lipped on hardware events, but not with this particular event. The conference is dedicated to unveiling the latest versions of its operating systems, so that's iOS, iPadOS, macOS, tvOS, and watchOS. However, there's always room for Tim Cook to throw in, quote-unquote, one more thing.
Just one more thing.
Yes. Last year, the company announced it was trading Intel processors for its own silicon. In prior years, Apple has also used WWDC to reveal products like a new Mac Pro and updated MacBooks. And while it is unclear if Apple plans to announce new hardware during this year's keynotes, there have been rumors of a redesigned iMac. According to a report from Bloomberg in January, the new model will look similar to Apple's expensive Pro Display XDR, and it's also expected to pack Apple's silicon. Meanwhile, well-known leaker John Prosser claims the new desktop machines will come in the same colors as the 2020 iPad Air, including green, sky blue, and rose gold. So we'll have to see in June whether or not those rumors are true. Also, Apple has announced the expansion of its independent repair provider program to nearly every country where Apple sells its products. So this program offers repair providers access to genuine parts, tools, repair manuals, and diagnostics for out-of-warranty repairs. Apple has originally launched this program in 2019, and they expanded it to Europe and Canada last year. And there are now more than 1,500 independent repair provider locations serving customers across the US, Canada, and Europe. There's no cost to join this program, but to qualify, repair providers will need to, and I quote, commit to have an Apple-certified technician to perform the repairs. Qualifying repair providers can purchase genuine Apple parts and tools at the same price as Apple authorized service providers and receive free access to training, repair manuals, and diagnostics. And so one of the countries that is included in the list, alongside other countries like Brazil, Cambodia, Nepal, New Zealand, South Africa, and Vietnam, is in fact Malaysia. So there you go.
I also hear on the grapevine that perhaps later this year, we may actually be getting our very own Apple store here in Malaysia.
Oh, like a concept store.
We will just have to see.
We'll just have to see. And this is going to be useful for us, you know, because, okay, we've been buying through resellers for the longest of time here in Malaysia, Apple products, which is fine. But if you have an Apple problem, and you want to go to, like, the Genius Bar or whatever, there's no Genius Bar here, you know? Mm-hmm. And exchanging stuff here, it has to be sent somewhere else and then somewhere, and it takes forever. Mm-hmm. Having an official Apple store would be great.
Yes. The one in Singapore is really cool. The one at the Marina Bay.
It actually kind of is. To me, that's almost like a tourist attraction at this point.
Yeah. The orb.
Yeah.
All right. That's all we have time for today. We're going to wrap up, of course, ladies and gentlemen, for today's show. Thank you very much for joining in. Thank you for all of your messages, all of your tweets, all of your WhatsApps, everything. It's been a great show. Let's have the final numbers on the question. Are you listening to more audio content now than you were pre-pandemic? Why or why not? Let us know. And the numbers are?
The numbers are 1% for yes, audiobooks, 44.7% yes, podcast, 24.3% yes, radio or music, 30.1% say no.
Over on Instagram?
On Instagram, the numbers have changed. It's 69% now for yes and 31% for no.
Wonderful stuff. Okay, don't go anywhere though, because of course coming up after the break, we have the Breakfast Grill replay with Jeff Soon from the South Asia Managing Director of Snowflake. With data in oil and software company Snowflake, wants to not only help organizations seamlessly store it, but also analyze and act upon it. It's currently worth around $60 billion and became the biggest software IPO when it went public last year, raising $3.4 billion. As Snowflake sets its sights on Asia, The Breakfast Grill spoke with Jeff Soon, the South Asia Managing Director of Snowflake. That's all coming up after, excuse me, I want to sneeze, the 1 o'clock news here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.